Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your hope. I'm your host today for the Hope Radio Talk Show, and I'm looking forward to sharing some things with all of you. We are broadcasting today from New Jersey, where is my home, and we're happy to be here with you. I hope you're all having a great day. We have a beautiful, shiny day today here in New Jersey. It's a little bit chilly, and the wind is blowing a little bit, which makes it a little worse, but it's still a very nice day. I was out for a while this morning, and it was quite refreshing. So anyway, we've got a number of things we're going to talk about today. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will be broadcasting next Thursday also when I'm hosting. I'm not sure about what the rest of the hosts are going to do, but some of them probably will be calling in and hosting on their days. We have different hosts on every day of the week, Monday through Friday, kind of give you a different perspective, because each person has a little bit different perspective of what projects they're working on and what kind of people they're helping and so forth. And I'm going to give you a little bit of my perspective today, who I'm working with and how we're helping them. And other people will do that also. And if we have some guests today, I had one guest on a few minutes ago, but then he dropped off. So he must have gotten a call that he had to answer. So we'll keep going, and we'll keep talking. And if you're listening on the Internet, we are broadcasting over 75 countries throughout the world. And all those countries have people that are calling in, and not calling in, but they're signing on in the Internet to the blog, Hope Talk Radio blog, and so we welcome you. And if you want to call us, you can call us. The number is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And hopefully, if you call in, we will be happy to talk with you. We welcome everybody. We don't exclude anyone. So anyone from Yale to jail. You can call in anytime you want. And we'll be happy to discuss whatever it is that you want to talk about. Because the whole purpose of the Hope Show is not for us. It's for you. Because our motto is helping people by helping them to help other people. And that's what we do. That's what we're all about. So with that, I'm gonna start talking about a couple of projects that are near and dear to me that I'm working with people on. As you know, there's a lot of immigrants coming into this country right now. For the last year almost, the borders have been wide open. And the current administration is letting them come in. And I think it's wrong because we do have immigration laws and they should be following those laws. And the law says that if you want to come into this country, you have to follow the process, follow the law. But if you're sneaking across the border and getting in here, you should, I believe that they should be deported. But that's just my view. I don't want anybody to think that that's the view of the Hope Collection or of the Hope team. But it's just my personal view. With that, I do work with a lot of immigrants, and that's one of the things I want to talk about. There's a lot of immigrants from Central America, even Mexico and South America, and I'm working with a lot of them. I've joined the probably about almost 5 years ago now. I joined the Spanish ministry in our church. That ministry is growing because there's more and more Spanish people coming in into the United States, and they're all Spanish-speaking people. Some of them do speak the English language, but they're usually in the minority, those that speak the English language. So one of the things I recognized by joining that ministry is that there were some areas that I could help them with. And so, and I talked to a number of the leaders in the Spanish ministry about that, and we decided that if I could help them with the English language, that would be something very important to both of them, was learning how to speak and how to use the English language, and it's somewhat different from the Spanish language. The Spanish language originates from Spain, and that language has a lot of influences from France and other countries in Europe that influence the Spanish language. And the same way with the United States, it has some influence from other languages in the world, That's where the similarity stops, because everything is different in the two languages. Even the sentence structures are different. They put things at the end of the sentence, where in the United States or in the English-speaking countries, they put those words in the front of the sentence. So that's one of the big differences that I noticed in the sentence, in forming sentences in Spanish. And I am learning some Spanish, too, by the way, because teaching English to the Spanish-speaking people is pretty much hard to do unless you know a little bit about the Spanish language. Excuse me. excuse me. Get a little choked up here thinking about this. Anyway, we worked through a workbook, and we were doing this prior to the start of the pandemic. We were meeting in Spanish families' homes and teaching groups of people. Sometimes there were three or four people there. Sometimes there were 8 or 10 people there, we were teaching them using a workbook. That's specifically designed for that, is teaching people the English language, and so that's what we were doing. And I would lead those groups of people in different homes, and talk to them about it. And we were doing quite well with a number of people, and they were very, very excited about it, and they were very pleased that we were helping them. And they were so motivated and so excited when they could realize something that they could do and learn, and it was not that difficult. It just you just uh, You just have to concentrate on it, and you have to set your mind to the fact that you're going to learn it, and you're going to, whatever it takes. And so that's the approach that we take with it. We work with them as long as they want us to work with them. But anyway, that was one of the main areas that we decided that we wanted to help the immigrants coming in, and primarily the Spanish immigrants, because that's the ones that I'm working with. I want to talk about some of the other areas too that we're working with them on. By the way, in the teaching them the language, we also taught how to develop a sentence and how to communicate that sentence to people, and how to write compositions such as a paragraph and or several paragraphs. And all of those things were covered in the language, and the differences between the two languages, and how how one word in Spanish can have a completely different meaning than another word in English. So they're not replaceable one to the other. And so vowels are very hard for the Spanish people also. There are many more vowels in the United States, and vowels are used a lot in the English language. In a word, you might have three vowels, where in the Spanish language you don't. They may not have any vowels, and some of the English words still don't have any vowels, but most of them do. So anyway, I got interrupted. One of the leaders on the Hope Collection was calling me. He was trying to get into the show and he couldn't get in. So he apparently dialed the wrong number. The number, by the way, to get into the Hope Show, I think I mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to mention it again, is 714-816-4686. And we have, there's my friend, he just dialed in. Okay, I got his mic on now. Hi. Hey, Ronnie, how are you, my friend?
Merry Christmas. I am just fabulous. We're glad to hear your voice, Bob.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice.
They just made an announcement. I'm watching the news. And there has now been approved a pill that you could take. So that you could take the pill, stop it, or if you have it, it'll kill COVID. It's a new pill just put out, and now it's already been tested, approved, and now COVID is done. There is no reason for these bureaucrats to stop us from going forward. The pill,
yeah,
we got the cure.
There's all kinds of limitations there's a lot of limitations and different requirements on that pill. I don't know if you read all that or you heard all that. But,
well, there should be. There should be, yeah.
It's
one more tool in the arsenal. So, thank God. So, anyways, it just proves, you know, the genius of America. We have brilliant people in the medical field who go to work and find solutions. And then when you have solutions, you can solve problems, and then you can take action and celebrate. That's what hope does every day.
Yep.
That's what you do every day.
That's a great development that the pill is available now. On a limited supply right now, it's available, but it will be expanded within the next couple of months, where there'll be millions of them produced. So It's great news for certain people.
Good Christmas present.
Yeah.
Actually, a good Christmas present to the country.
Yeah.
So, hey, I wanted to call in your show today. This is, before Christmas, the last show. We'll have shows next week, but this is before Christmas, and I wanted to just wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year and a healthy one. And Hope Collection is going
to
just, we're going to drive ahead. We're going to flow, and it's going to be an exciting year of just positive energy and results that will be an honor to Joel Griffin. And I'm just so honored to be here. You and I could partner, put our arms together, our hands together, work together with the team, and just going to make this happen, Bob.
Yep, I agree. I agree completely. And it's all up to us. And the good Lord, of course, leading us and guiding us and helping us. So it's going to be great. It's going to be really, really great. And the Hope Collection and the Hope shows are, I think, already great. But they're going to be even better. They're going to be even better all of next year. So looking forward to that.
Well, I see our membership growing at a pace. But these shows are going to turn out to be what's going to happen. People are going to call in, and we're going to have so many people online that they'll have to call in right on time, or else they'll be able to get on because the show will fill up. So, and the show, we may have some new tools next year, Bob, with our show that will allow us to do more and maybe even broadcast. So it's going to be, it's really going to be a broadcast video. So. That's all evolving as we speak. And I wanted to call you today. Is Larry there today?
Yeah, let's. Larry, I called, but he did not answer, so I left a message for him. We'll see if he comes on.
Okay.
Please pass on to him.
Please tell him I wanted to just tell him and his family a very merry and healthy and joyful New Year and Christmas.
Yeah, great. That's it's a wonderful time of year. Of course, any time of the year is wonderful, but this particular season, the reason for the season is what makes it so wonderful. The fact that we're honoring the birth of our Christ. And that just makes it so much better. And every day that we're going from now through, in our church, Christmas actually goes all the way to February the 7th. We celebrate Christmas in our daily and weekend masses in the church. So we honor him for that period of time. And of course, we're honoring him every time we have a mass, but that particular time is a more intense concentration on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well,
so anyway, my
amen
friend,
and amen.
You know, Linda, I wish the best for Linda and her issues that she's dealing with and her health and so forth. And in fact, all of the people that are, every time I pray at mealtime, I ask for a blessing for all the people around the world who are suffering from chronic illnesses. I think it's very important to ask the Lord to do that. And that's why I do it every meal. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying that's something I do. And I think that he answers prayers. And I think that's one of the reasons why this new COVID pill has come out so quickly. It's because he recognizes that there's a serious problem with people because of this this virus. And he wants us to survive it and to have everything we need, all the tools we need to survive it. And so he's helping those who are developing these kinds of things in record time. And I know it's not happening because I'm sorry, what?
Bob, did you know that Intiva Health, the organization that Len Cain brought to the Hope Collection and the world, their technology, their information process program called Lockstep Communication, what enabled the various medical companies to get together and share information is the reason that exists through Intiva Health, that they were able to create the mod, the vaccination, in 9 months. It never could have happened in the regular, the normal internet processes, the way that the systems are set up on the internet. There is no any way you could transfer all the information to the quantity and the speed that they were able to do it. And that you can thank Intiva for that. That's why it's such a phenomenal business and organization. So that's really benefit that we can talk about. And they also, Intiva Health also has a division. They're on the cutting edge of, these gummy bear vitamins and pharmaceutical products are all now, they're putting pharmacy and vitamins and things in gummy bears. Well, the technology and the capability of making those delivery products, I guess that's what you call it. Normally you get them in a pill or some liquid, but this allows you to put the product, the pharmacy, the vitamin or the pharmaceutical product into a gummy bear. Well, that's Intiva Health. That's another division of that organization. So, boy, they really are cutting edge. And so we're real proud of that company. It's just really they're number one recognized in the world. It's the number one medical support organization in the world. They beat everybody out as being the number one company to help. So another positive thing that our dear friend Len Cain and the Golden Rule Society, I just got off the phone with him a minute ago, and so
for all his efforts over the years helping people, he deserves to be given the Nobel Peace Prize. I know he's been nominated for many times, but he deserves to win it. He's done tremendous things around the world to help many, 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 many people, and he's still continuing to do it for 40 years or more.
Bob, the book, have you ever heard of the Who's Who in America? The company, it's a book that a group, searches the United States for the people or who's who, and they do their biographies, and they list them in this book. Well, they just named, in November, Len Cain was named as the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award. So he has gotten an incredible new accolade. He's who's who in America, and he also is a Humanitarian Man of the Year by Who's Who in America.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. And he's so deserving of it. And it's part of what we refer to as a
cycle of appreciation. It's coming back to him for all of the efforts that he's put out to help other people. And I am so
thankful to be a part of an organization called the Hope Collection, which has a partnership with Len Cain and the Golden Rule Society. So that's just every day I'm thankful for that. And also I'm thankful to be associated with people like Dr. Joel Griffin and yourself, Ron Clayton, and just so many others that we're all working together with one common goal, and that's to help as many people as we can help in the whole world. And I'm just, because I know that's what the good Lord wants us to do. And I'm so thankful that he's given us the skills and he's given us the tools and everything we need to help more and more people each day. And like you said, it's going to get much, much better. And we're going to have more tools that will help us.
Hey, Bob, could you do me a favor? Could you do me a favor, Bob? Could you make a call, either call Sharon Anderson, Artis, or Anna Crowd? Anyway, I know you have all their numbers. Any one of them, just to find out, there's supposed to be a board meeting called, and it's supposed to happen between the before the end of the year, which is next week. And I don't know, I haven't seen an invitation, have you?
Anna sent me a message that she was trying
to
reach
to vote
my email.
She wants you to vote on the size of the board.
And, And I haven't responded to that yet, but I will.
Okay.
I will also ask
if you would, if you would please do that. That might be what's holding it up, if people not responding.
Because I agree with you, Ronnie. I was trying to find out also when the next board meeting is going to be. Because I know we had talked about that at the last meeting, that we were going to do that before the end of the year, you know.
Yep. Well, we only got 5 days.
Well, we only have about another week.
Well, great. I appreciate that. That'll really help. Look, I have to go do some banking before it closes today, and a lot of our banks are closing and not even going to be open tomorrow. So I got to get over there and take care of some banking. But I wanted to make sure I called in. And Bob, I want to thank you for your loyalty, and particularly with the blog radio show. But more than that, I want to thank you for your loyalty to the Hope Collection and the dream and the vision. And your willingness to not just be a person of being a part of, you're an active leader. And I want to commend you for it.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Merry
Thank you, Ronnie. I feel the same way. I feel the same way about you and Linda and the things that you guys are doing all the time. You're always there when we need you. And we're always, you always have, things that you can, you have things that you help us with, and see, it's a team effort. It's not about an individual. It's a team effort, and we do it with God's help. We don't do it ourselves. You know, He's there helping us all the way through everything we do, and I appreciate Him so much, and I give Him so much of the credit, but I also give you a lot of credit, and I give Linda a lot of credit. Linda's doing those calls on Saturday morning for us, and that's a big help for the Hope Collection, and all the team is doing the other calls during the week, the radio shows during the week, and that's a big help for everybody. And so, thank you, Ronnie, and God bless you, my friend, and God bless all the whole team, your wife and all the other team members that are doing so much. And you have a great, great holiday, a great Christmas. And if I don't talk to you before, we have you have a great New Year's. I did want to mention one other thing before you drop off. I want to mention one other thing. I'm going to be getting some more Hope cards for Derek. I have all the information that you gave me.
He's a machine.
What?
He's a machine. He just, and I'm, I wish everybody.
I know. He's given out 250 Hope cards in the last month and a half, 2 months. So he's pushing, man. He's pushing. And we're getting a lot of people interested. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bob. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, God bless you. Right. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that was Ron Clayton. Ron is from Buffalo, New York, and he is the former president of the board of the Hope Collection, and then he's been serving for the last couple of years as an advisor to the board. Well, we're going to be nominating a bunch of new, putting new officers in. Some of us will stay in this, our same position. Like I'm the vice president of the board, and I will be still continuing that for the next couple of years, I hope, good Lord willing. And but anyway, I'm going to nominate Ron Clayton as a new president of the board, because the current president, Sharon Anderson, wants to retire. So she's gone through a lot of things with her life in the last couple of years, and she just feels like she would wants to take a break away from the presidency of the board, because it is a big responsibility. And Ron is going to has agreed to if he's nominated and if he's put back in as president, he will serve, and he will do a great job. I know he will, and that's why I'm going to nominate him when we have the nominating meeting, which we were supposed to have before the end of the year. But it may have been pushed off. Sharon Anderson, the current president of the board, is in charge of arranging that. And Anna Kraut always sends out the messages to everybody. And she's a member, an advisor to the board. And she does all of our website work. So, see, it's not an individual thing. It's just a whole team working together. And I've said that before, and I'm saying it again.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing, Derek?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I was telling my friend Justin about a little bit of an Optimize My Life website and a House of Gold video.
Oh, great. Great. Did he go through the House of Gold?
Yeah, he's going to look at it more. He's going to look at it more. He's going to look at it more.
Yeah, great, great.
Household Gold makes a lot of sense.
It
makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. Can we order my Hope cards tonight?
Yes. I was just talking about Ron Clayton about that.
Yeah.
He was on the show earlier, so
yeah.
I saw you came on, then you dropped off. That's okay. So how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
I need to get my Hope card tonight.
We'll get it done. And I did a little plumbing job this morning before noon and got that done. And then and I said, I gotta go, because I got to go do my radio show. And when I say that, everybody says to me, what, you do a radio show? I said, yeah. Every week I do a radio show. And so anyway, it's... I'm going to have a lot of fun with it.
I'm going to help people have a better life.
You're going to help a lot of people. I know you are helping a lot of people. And Ron and I were talking about you and how you were helping so many people. And he was surprised that we wanted to order some more Hope cards for you. Because I had ordered a bunch for you before. And you threw them all away. No. You gave them to people. And you handed them to people, and you talked to them about the program. That's so important, is doing that. And it's a very, very important part of getting people interested in the program.
Interested.
And to find out if they have any interest.
My friend Justin, he owns a coffee shop, so I could do a B2B with him, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm business.
Absolutely. And
B2B.
And we don't exclude anybody, do we, Derek? There's nobody.
No, we don't.
Say, well, you can't get in. No, there's nobody. We take in anybody that wants to come in. Anybody that
People throw away a lot of wasted money at the grocery store, don't they?
Yes.
People throw away a lot of wasted money at the grocery store. The coupons?
Just the coupon program. Help. The coupons helps them to save money. Some people are saving $100 or $200 a month on those coupons. So that's a good way to help people to save money.
Yeah.
And if they've never used coupons before, they'll find out how easy it is.
Well, I will call you tonight when I get back home,
Okay, Dad. You have
a good day, my friend. Then we can order my Hope cards tonight.
Yep. Give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, Dirk.
I'm gonna drop off.
Okay, don't drop off too hard. Have a good day, Derek. God bless you, my friend.
All right,
folks, that's two guests. Now, I came on earlier today, and I really didn't have any guests scheduled, but I had a feeling that some people were going to come in just to come in and talk for a while, and that's what's happened. My friend Ron Clayton from Buffalo came in because we have some projects that we're working on together. And Derek, my friend from Tennessee, he came on, and we're having some projects that we're working together on. And so that's the way it works. We don't do it all by ourselves. We can't possibly handle it all. And there's so many different areas that we have in the Hope Collection that people can be involved in. No one person has all that expertise and that skill to help people through those areas. So that's why we have a group of people. Some specialize in housing and helping people in that area. Some specialize in family-related projects. Specialize in helping people to increase their income. Some specialize in helping people get certifications or education. We have programs in all those areas, and they're not all programs that have been developed by the Hope Collection. They're just about every one of the programs that we have in the Hope Collection have been developed by some other organization. We've just partnered with them and signed up what we call a mode of operation, how the two organizations are going to work together and what each one is going to be responsible for. And so that's what we do. It's like Len Cain with the Golden Rule Society. He's very active in the Hope Collection. He does one of the radio shows, usually on Fridays. And Captain Len Cain is a very important man in the area of charitable organizations, and he's been doing it for 40 some years. I don't know how many, maybe 45 now, but a long time. And he's been nominated, I think, 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize, and that is a tremendous honor for someone to be nominated. Twice he's come in second place. He's going to win it. I know he's going to, because he's so active in helping other people, and he's continuing to do it for more than 40 years, and he's going to continue to do it. If God gives him another 40 years, he'll do it for another 40 years. Well, I think he'll be pretty elderly at that time in another 40 years. I know I'm not going to make it another 40 years. At least I don't think so. But that's not up to us. That's up to the good Lord. He'll take us when he's ready. Anyway, I was talking about the Spanish ministries and the work we were doing with them. The four main areas that we helped them in, one is, I mentioned already, the English language, helping them to learn the language and be able to use the language.
in their composition, in their writing things, in their sentence structures, and in speaking the language. Those are a number of different ways that we're helping them in the English language. And by the way, we had to stop that program because of COVID. When the COVID hit early last year, I think it was in March, we stopped it because people were supposed to be isolated in their house, and they didn't want to go out, and they didn't want people coming in. So we stopped the program, and we're about ready to get it started again. But then this new variant of COVID has happened, and that may hold us up for a while again. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. As I said, the Spanish people that I'm working with have been very, very anxious about learning the language, and very, very appreciative of the hope that we're of the help that we're giving them, and the hope we're giving them, and teaching them. I'm not a teacher. I've done some teaching through the corporation that I worked for, AT&T. I did a lot of teaching over the years, and with my children, I've done a lot of teaching. I have a large family of 9 children, and so I have a lot of experience in teaching and coaching people. Coaching 9 children for many years helps you to develop some skills in that, and you learn different ways that you can help people, and more effective ways that you can help people. And that's what I've been doing for all these years. I've been working full time also, but I do this part time, and I get a lot of personal satisfaction out of helping people. And I have another guest just came on, and I'm going to talk with him for a while. Hey, is that my friend Country Boy?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Hello,
sir. How the world are you? Good
I'm
afternoon.
Doing great.
How the world are you?
I'm doing great.
Can you hear me, Bob?
How are you doing, my friend?
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderfully blessed. Thank you for asking. We got a beautiful morning down here in Georgia. Can you hear me, old man?
Great.
You say you can hear me?
It's a sunshiny day here in New Jersey. It's a little cool, but it's and a little windy, but it's still a beautiful day. Beautiful day. And there's sunshine in our hearts.
Well, I think he's trying to teach us something. Although we love the sunshine, we must still accept some rain. I was listening to you speak just now, Bob, and back in the old days, they used to call it each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? Your big brother may not have been no teacher, but you watched him and watched him tie a shoe, and eventually you learn how to tie your shoe, even though he didn't have a master's degree in teaching his little younger brother yet. I still like when Rick Reese, one of my other mentors, comes on Tuesday. He and him and Ron have such a ball. But Rick, if you haven't been there and if you have a pen handy, go to Better, BETTER, World Changers, all one word, BETTER, World Changers, and that's with an S.com. In there, you will find a little short video, and we call it Marketplace Ministry. Marketplace Ministry just happens to be one of those things to where everybody can participate. So it doesn't matter to Bob whether he's a retired military man or whether his first cousin is a retired school teacher or his grandmama just happens to be a never retired grandmama. Bob, man, I remember back in our church when all the elders was coming that Easter Sunday. You know, everybody shows up at church on Easter. One thing we do have in common is the resurrection. People sometimes just kind of have to believe that he rose and he's still alive again. But when we came it was awful weird to see that people that came from different nationalities, that didn't matter whether he was a military man, didn't matter whether he was a school teacher, or didn't matter whether you graduated from Harvard or Yale or had just got out of jail, that everybody, yeah, everybody, everybody has the opportunity.
That's the second time that's been used on this show, whether it's Yale or Dale, you know.
But my grandma,
yep,
used to
I know,
say everybody.
It doesn't make any difference.
No, it doesn't really matter. Every man, woman, boy, and girl can do their very, very best to help. I like when Lynn Cain says it, help make for a better world. You know, it's just, it's very simple. It's very not complicated. Lynn, if he was here again today, he'd be on tomorrow. He says the golden rule. It's the golden rule. Golden rule. Just treat people.
That's right. That's
the
amen.
Way that you
yep.
would like to be treated. So if the grandmama gets a little respect, you can invite her over to work part time at the daycare center, sit in that rocking chair and rock some babies. She's a master at it in marketplace ministry. But see, when I say marketplace ministry, I'm not trying to belittle the pastors or the bishops or the evangelists. Or the messenger. I'm just a messenger. I don't have a pulpit. I don't have a church. I don't have a collar. I didn't go to school. Didn't do none of that stuff. But at the same time, regardless, when we had our religious temples open, the pastor and the bishop, everybody was great on a certain day of the week, but nobody really ever taught you how to safely take your God back to work with you, to the business marketplace. You know, it's okay if you call Country Boy to the side every now and then when he's eating his Oscar Mayer bologna sandwich and say, Country Boy, what do you think about God? Man, he gave us a light and sunshine
yeah.
today. But you accidentally invite me to church, and I go back and tell my supervisor that Oatman is trying to get me to go down by the river with him and pray. Oh, Houston, I think we got a problem. Because they didn't allow us. I said they. You know who we're talking about. All the names have been changed to protect the guilty and the innocent. They wouldn't allow us to bring our Jesus, our God, our Savior, our Healer, our... Yeah, he has 1,000 names. You can call him what you want to, but if you call him the wrong name at work, man, you might lose your job, Bob. So kind of... Now, since the churches and the mosques and all those places have closed down, is there anybody, out there that is not afraid to use the name God? I know I have a few friends that came from a different nationality, from a different culture, and some of them, all the names have changed, will scrap a bomb to themselves in the name of
yep.
Muhammad.
Yep.
Go ask a Christian, Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, don't matter what denomination, ask them to strap a bomb to themselves and kill themselves in the name of God. They would say, well, God wouldn't really want me to do that. I got grandkids.
Yeah.
He just blessed me with a house. He wouldn't want me to kill myself. No, God wouldn't want me to do that. But how do you know that sweet, silent voice met Bob? You're not down by the river now fishing like you'd like to be. You're in the midst of chaos, having to wear your mask everywhere. Don't get too close. Don't hug nobody. Ooh, now it sounds like we're in warfare to distance people, to isolate people, to put people in lockdown in their own house. They haven't done nothing. I hope they put blood over their door. Can't say evil comes creeping at night. But, Bob, I could go on and on. I just have such a wonderful time because my grandmama used to call me a spiritual ninja. Yeah, you know, the ninja always has a mission, always has assignment, always shows up, takes care of the mission or task at hand, and disappears into the night. And no one even knows
yep.
who that person was, I think God is a spiritual ninja. He shows up in light because he says, I am the truth. I am the light.
Yep.
I am that I am that I am.
Yep.
Bobby, but let me stop right there. I might preach. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on. Let me flip it back over to you. I am that I am.
Yep.
Bob, let me give one last thought for you. If I, you, me, us, we are designed in the same image of the divine creator, we must be ready, 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 get ready, get ready for marketplace ministry. We're not afraid to share. Did y'all hear that word? We're not afraid to share hope. Yeah. Pay it forward. Each one teach one. If you want to be a blessing to someone today, give them a little hope, Bob. Bob, guess what? You can be hope on the other side of the car lane and look over and give old boy a thumbs up. You can look over there. I didn't know Bob when I was younger. When I was younger, before I got married, I used to give hope away, and I'd blow the little girl a kiss.
Social distancing now. I wasn't going to blow too hard away.
Yeah.
I had my mask on, but I had to I had to take my mask down just to say, I love you.
I didn't say nothing. I just made my lips move. She read my lips. It's like, I love you too. Please stop me. Because I love talking about love. I love talking about blessing people. I love talking about giving people hope. And we talk about each one, teach one. Let me drop this one in your spirit. Let me drop this one in your spirit. Help one person every day. Y'all get that? Hope. Help one person every day. And the world won't get no better if we just let it be. We got to change the world, Hope, man. Just me, you and me. Back over to you.
Amen. I tell you.
See, Ron and Clayton, them boys,
so much truth,
I got a choir. When they get on the show, they be shouting amen. It's like we have a church at noontime. I love it when we say we're serving up hope for lunch. It does the spirit, Bob, it does the spirit great, and it's less filling.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you too, Bob.
I get so much personal satisfaction out of seeing the eyes open up and the awesome look on their face when you've helped them with something and they've achieved something that they wanted to achieve. And that's just so important. And that's what I get out of it. Not that I need anything, but that just comes to me naturally. Because God is telling me, you're doing the right thing, Bob. Keep going. You're doing the right stuff. Way to go, Bob.
Well, it still feels it does the spirit good to give, and it shall be given back unto you. And we talk about it all the time, Bob. Love is not really love until one gives it away. You know, and if you
want
to experience some love today, then it starts with you to start by going out and giving some love away.
Yep.
And doesn't matter whether you're a school teacher, your old grandmother, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. There's only one perfected one to walk the planet. Practice means you only get better and better and better, whatever it is that you do. And I always tell people, do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love and hope away like you're doing, Bob, guess what happens? It comes right back to you, even if they call you out of your name, Robert.
All the names were changed to protect the guilty and the innocent. So if you're doing marketplace ministry and somebody calls you Oakman, In public?
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me.
Country boy, if we want to receive love, we have to give it first.
Yes.
Give it first, and then you'll receive it.
I truly believe that. It's like going up the gas pump wanting to fill up with gasoline, but you ain't giving no gasoline.
See, God gave us love unconditionally. And he expects us to tell him that we love him too. He wants to know that. And even though he can know it without us telling him, but he wants us to tell him and thank him. Thank him for everything he does for us. And I do that every day. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm just saying that's just the way I am. You know, I feel that I need to show God how much I appreciate him and how much I love him and how much I want to do what he wants me to do. And not what people want me to do, but what he wants me to do. And because in my life is so important. So that's the way it is with me.
Whitney Houston used to say the greatest gift, it's not something we learned, it's not something we had to earn. The greatest gift, that means that somebody gave it to you. The greatest gift of all is inside of me. And see, God takes up permanent residence in people's heart. What's inside of you is for you. And what comes out of you, Bob, it's for everybody else. And that's the reason I'm saying don't be scared to be marketplace minister and have a kind word to say from somebody that may not know what to do. They may have gotten out of the wrong side of the bed. They may have crossed the border in the middle of the night without telling anybody. But if you can do something to help them, then you're doing that servant master stuff that God wanted us to do. I get real tickled when they used to say, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Let me drop a little secret on you real fast. He's already done everything he said he was going to do. It's up to us. Now we're individuals. We don't have to be that great, but we have to be great to do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to leave with everybody today, that it doesn't matter. They used to say, never put off tomorrow what you can do today. So if you guys want to experience some love and hope today, then you start by going out and giving some love and hope away. I tell them all the time, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means we only get better and better and better and better and better and more better at whatever it is that you do. So do unto others before they do unto you, because when you give some love and hope away, Mr. Bob Oakley, guess what? That love and hope comes right back.
Well, we're about out of time.
Yes, sir.
Country boy, I appreciate you coming on.
No problem.
I appreciate your words. I appreciate your efforts. I appreciate all you're doing to help us with the Hope Collection. And I just want to thank you and say God bless you and your family, and have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we will be talking. I know we're going to talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to do a show next Thursday.
And before we go, shout out.
I'm not sure.
Shout out to Jewel Griffin. You know, we wouldn't be here this day on this show today doing what we're doing without Jewel. Shout out to you, Jewel. We love you, sir.
That's right. I already said a blessing for him earlier in the show today. And I try to bring up his name and his contributions every time I talk to somebody, because whether it's an individual I'm talking with or whether it's a group of people, it doesn't matter, because Joel Griffin did tremendous things for people. And
most certainly.
So I'm serving all the time. and a servant leader. And I just appreciate the fact that God has put us together. The years that I've known Joel for almost 40 years, I have grown tremendously personally because of him and because of his encouragement and because of his teaching and so forth. I thank God for that all the time too. So it's amazing. It's amazing what people can do in their lifetime that they don't think they can do. Like I never thought I could be a host on a radio show. In my wildest dreams, I never thought I could do that. But Joel encouraged me to do it. I finally said, okay, let's give it a shot. And I enjoy it so much now. And I appreciate the fact that Joel encouraged me to do that. And so many others he does that with. He did it with during his whole life. And that memory is so important to all the rest of the people that were not around when Joel Griffin was doing all these things. The new people that come in. So I want to keep that alive. And Ron Clayton and I were just talking about that before you came on, that we want to keep that alive and keep the Joel's legacy out so that people can hear it and learn about it. So anyway, my friend, we're out of time.
Okay, sir.
And again, I'm sorry?
I said keep hope alive, and that's what we're doing.
Yep, amen. Amen, amen.
So
and,
God bless
you
all for being here. And God, he told me to tell you before you leave, Joel Griffin did it, Bob Oakley did it, Country Boy did it, Ron Clayton did it, and if the people don't want to praise me, I'll make the rocks cry out.
Amen. Yep.
All right, Bob. We'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you later, sir. All right.
You're one of my heroes. Country Boy, you're one of my heroes.
I feel the same to you, sir.
Make me feel good.
Same to you.
Okay.
God bless
you
and happy holidays.
Have a great day.
Love you too, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. You too. Okay. All right. Well, folks, we're going to sign off for now. I just want to mention that the Hope Radio Show is broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And you can come on from the Internet through to the Hope Blog Talk Radio, or you can come on with dial in, 714-816-4686. And we'll be happy to talk with you if you want to talk, or you can just listen and learn. And we also have a show on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Where we talk about projects that individuals are working on and involved with people. So that's what we're all about, and that's what we do every day. And we don't do any advertising, and we don't try to force anybody to do anything. It's all volunteer, and you can do whatever you want to do. And that's our focus, is on you and what you wanted to do, not on us. We're just the messengers give the message to you and show you the truth about the Hope Collection and show you the truth about the projects we're working on. And that's all we do. And we work with you as long as you want us to work with you. And we'll stick with you and we'll coach you. And if you don't want us to do that, we won't do that. But it's your decision on what you want to do, and it's your decision how much you want us to help you. I have one new guy that I've been working with for the last year. His name is Derek, and I mentioned him a number of times. And Derek is calls me two or three times a day. Asking me questions about different things and how to handle certain things. And that's good. I don't mind doing that because those are short calls. And he asks the question, I give him the answer, and then we go on. And I'm happy to help him because he's motivated
he's motivated to do more to help other people. And he says that every time we talk. He says, Bob, I just want to help a lot of people. And so that's what he's doing, and that's what I'm helping him to do. So with that, folks, I'm going to call it a show. We're way past the time, but I want to say God bless to everybody that's listening on the Internet and all of the guests that came on today. We had Derek, we had Ron, and we had Brad, Country Boy. It was a good show, and I'm happy for that. And I'm happy for you that we can help you. So give us a call, 714-816-4686. As I said, 12 noon to 1 o'clock, 5 days a week, and on Saturday mornings, 9 to 10. So you all have a great day, and you all have a very Merry Christmas. And remember the reason for the season. I know there's so much commercialism going on about Christmas every day. That's not the reason for the season. Giving gifts are important, and having family get-togethers are important. But the whole reason for the season is to honor our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. So you all have a great day, and God bless you all. And I'm signing off now. This is Bob Oakley, and I'm signing off for today. Bye-bye.